And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Martin Stadium, the Palace of Pain. We're here to play some high school football tonight. Our Lowndes High Vikings versus the South Gwinnett Comets. Both teams coming off second-round playoff appearances last year. South Gwinnett bringing one of the top-rated offenses into South Georgia, one of the top-rated quarterbacks, two good running backs, and a pair of excellent receivers. However, our Vikings, we have worked hard all spring, all summer, and we are ready to play some football. South Gwinnett won the toss and elected to defer, so we will receive the football on the south end of the field. Vikings will be going from right to left on your radio dial. I'm Wes James, along with, to my left, as always, the Ozman, Wild Bill Osborne, is starting his third year, old sideline, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. And Bill, we're ready to kick it off. Tell us who's back deep for our Vikings.
Back deep is number 21, that is Nicholas Bergman. Oh, I apologize, that's number 31, Kerry Stanley, along with Troy Braswell, and in the deep, deep spot, number 15, Tyler Hunter. Those are your three deep men for the Vikings. The kicker for South Gwinnett is number 91. That's Kadeem Yearwood. That's a little different than what we were told originally as to who that starting kicker may have been.
Yearwood has set the ball up on the near hash mark, closest to our press box. And
here. Pay attention.
All right.
Here.
Oh, I am. I was being told something by somebody very important. She's about 6 years old.
All right.
Fan. All righty. We're set to kick this thing off.
Here we go, Wes.
Now pulling that up on their feet. And Bill, the 2010 high school football season underway. End over end kick taken by Hunter at the 18. He's across the 20. Stop gets back to the, they gets to the 20 yard line.
I think
sorry.
The ball's on the ground. Hang
he
on.
He took it at the 15.
Yeah, the ball's on the ground, Wes.
But we recovered it.
He did not catch it.
Yep.
It was right off his chest, hit the dirt, and bounced around a little bit. But fortunately, we were able to get it back.
So it's going to be first and 10 Vikings at the 20 yard line, going from right to left on your radio dial.
There's South Gwinnett. Thunder.
There comes the Sons of Thunder. South Gwinnett looks to be in a four-man front, Bill. Now a five-man front.
Three down. They bring the linebackers up on the outsides.
All righty. Parker goes under center. Duncan at fullback. Got a man in motion. Takes it, gives it Duncan over the left side. Got a hole as he fights his way out to the 24-yard line. Give him a four-yard carry. Second and up to the 23. Second and seven from the 23.
Nothing real fancy from the first play we saw from the Vikings tonight. That fullback give, get everybody settled down, get into this ball game, and pick up that proverbial 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Paul Johnson comes to our side of the field. Troy Braswell, a wingback on our side. And Mike Moore on the far side. There's a snap. Braswell in motion. Again, to give it Duncan over the right side. Big holes. He crosses the 30. Fights his way up to the 34-yard line. Give him a 10-yard carry and a first down for our Vikings.
Duncan is going to fit into this offense this year as that fullback in what the wing T is supposed to be. The wing T really features the fullback when it is running at peak performance. And I saw Duncan as he went through the line. He got him 4, 5, 6 yards. Then he threw a shoulder into it and picked up another two.
Josh Clemens checks in. He comes to the near side. Bergman's in at the far side at wingback. The gunslinger under center. Drops back looking downfield. Dumps it out and flush to Bergman. He's at the 40, the 45. They haul him down at the 47-yard line. Bill, that is a 13-yard pass play from the gunslinger, Cole Parker, to Bergman, and a first down for the Vikings.
Bergman did a great job, a little flare out from the wingback position. When he made the catch, he turned upfield, and something that we want to see from these backs this year, threw the second hand over the top of the ball and protected it.
Moore comes in. Bergman comes to the sidelines. Tyler Hunter goes to the far side. Braswell at wingback near side, tied into the home side of the field. Parker under center. They're in a five-man front. Braswell in motion. Gives it to Duncan up the middle. Got a hole as he cuts back into across the left behind some good blocking by the Sons of Thunder into Comet territory down to their 48-yard line.
Another good nothing fancy run by the fullback, Sam Duncan.
Paul Johnson checks in. Tyler Hunter comes out. You'll see a lot this year of alternating those wideouts. Johnson comes near side. Braswell at wing back, our side. Duncan at fullback. Now we put the tight end to the visitor side of the field with Mike Moore over there. Three down linemen. The linebacker's up on the line of scrimmage. Moore in motion towards the visitor side. Stops. Gives it again to Duncan right up the middle. He fights his way to the 45. He'll pick up. Bill, he'll only pick up 3 yards. It will be second and a long three from there.
Yeah, almost four because of where that mark is. You're right, in between the 46 and 45-yard line.
Third and a very long four from there, just outside the 45. Johnson brings the play in, gives it to Cole Parker, comes back to our side of the field. Moore lines up at wing back. Braswell on the far side behind the tight end. Again, that five-man front. Linebackers up tight. Braswell in motion. Drops back, throws it out in the flats. Braswell, he's across the 40. The 40, the 35, the 30 down the sideline, still on his feet. And they run him out of bounds, Bill. They say, oh, but back at the 26.
Yeah, it was a hard look. You saw the official right on the spot, made the call very quickly. But Troy Braswell had that sideline open, had just one left foot slide out the out-of-bounds mark, and he's called out of bounds, but not before a first down.
It's first and 10 from the Comet 26-yard line. 9:05 to go first quarter. No score.
But the Vikings are threatening on this drive, Wes.
Ball at the near hash mark. Tyler Hunter comes near side. Moore, wing back on the far side. New fullback in. That's Lang. Give it to Lang.
Nope.
Lang has got it as he fights his way down to about the 20-yard line.
Wes, I pick on you all season about not seeing the ball, and I'm first time we have it, I don't see it. Sorry about that. Tyquan Lang on a nice run.
And Kenny Durden comes in. Dirty Durden comes in. It is second and about five from the 21-yard line. Ball right in the center of the field. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Durden comes far side. Man coverage out here. Five-man front. And they give it to Bergman as he crosses the 20. He'll get down to the 19. Bill picks up 2 yards. And that Comet defense closed in a hurry that time.
Yeah, puts them back in a third down situation again. That defense, they're running to the side of Edward Muldrow. So they're not afraid to go at him at that defensive end spot or linebacker, however you want to say that position he plays.
Well,
we're running right at him.
He's headed to South Carolina. Big kid. All right, we have got third and we need to get just across the 16-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Tied in to our side. Parker under center. Takes the snap. Fakes the pitch out. Gives it to the counter to Bergman. He fights his way down, Bill, to the 15. Did he get it?
Yes, he did.
He got five hard-fought yards down to the 15-yard line to give us first and 10 from there.
Good bread-and-butter play. The counter and little delay counter, and Bergman just cuts it up the middle. Again, seeing good things from Bergman. Put the second hand over the top when he's going through the middle like that.
I'll tell you what I'm really seeing is impressing me right now, and that's my Sons of Thunder.
They are opening the holes, those big guys.
They are young. All righty, tied in now to the far side. Oh, we move. They don't call it. He keeps it. Parker keeps it. Looks, rolls. Head throws to the end zone. Wide open. Troy Braswell. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Troy Braswell, and I see you, Cole Parker, but we do have a flag.
There is cotton on the field. We got a hole.
Ah, man. Well, let's withdraw that. I see you. That is something the offensive line, again, the youth of this offensive line will have to learn as this season goes on, is when Cole rolls out like that, they've got to stay strong and not get out there and reach and grab. I didn't see the hold, but I won't doubt it.
What's bad is it comes back at the 17, so they'll take it from where it happened at.
Yep.
So now we'll go all the way back to the 27. We've got to get down just across the 6-yard line, so it's like right now, first and
23.
Josh Clemens comes in. Now ball on the far hash mark. 7:15 to go here in the first quarter. Nothing to nothing. Vikings we've taken the open possession at the 20. We've marched all the way down till we had first and 10 on the 15 and a half. Gunslinger goes under center. Moore in motion. Pitches out to Moore around the left side. Got blocking. Outruns his blocking as he cuts back inside the 20. Still on his feet, and he gets back to the original line of scrimmage, Bill, so we'll have second and 10 from there.
I was going to say, maybe just a tad short of the original line of scrimmage, but almost there, within a yard anyway.
Last couple plays, I think you see where Lowndes is, of course, we look really good, but we're showing some of our inexperience there. Moore kind of got ahead of himself and got in front of his blockers, and then, of course, on the play before, our lineman got a little antsy and grabbed and held.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Marty.
Second and 11 from the 17. Tied in to the visitor side of the field. Ball on near hash mark. Lang at fullback. Hunter comes to our side of the field. Parker takes the snap. Fakes it, looks, and he gets sacked behind the line of scrimmage, but there is a flag on the play.
That time the pocket collapsed right in the middle. Cole had no place to go. He tried to step up into it, but it collapsed around him, and they'll get the sack. It may be a hold as well.
While we got a chance, I want to say hello to Rex and Lucy Brown up in North Carolina. That's Coach Bubba Brown's parents listening via the Internet.
Yeah, I met a young man today that wasn't going to be able to make it to the football game. He's spending the night with his papa and Dakota. I hope you're listening, and good to meet you today.
Bill, number 21, Nicholas Bergman checks in. Mike Moore comes out. It's going to be... Well, the officials are taking a long time discussing this.
Yeah, I mean, the flag is way down here about the 16-yard line. A lot of discussion.
And while I got that, I want to say hello to Michael Whitesides. He's just moved here from Montgomery, Alabama, a Sido Tech. And he went to Prattville High School, but is looking forward to seeing some real Southern football. Illegal procedure, decline.
So they'll take the sack.
Back at the 21, so it'll be third and about 14.
They called that on our backs. They're saying our backs, again like last week, PCC are leaning and looping for the snap.
Okay, Josh Clemens goes far side. It is going to be third and about 15. Tied in to our side of the field. Parker goes under center. Again, a five-man front. Got a man in motion towards us. Fakes, looks, goes out in the flats. Oh, tried to throw it behind the line of scrimmage. A little comeback to Josh Clemens off his fingers. Incomplete pass, and that'll be fourth down.
Yeah, it was tipped as soon as Cole let the ball go. The defensive ends got inside. Now, we're going to see a field goal attempt right here, Wes.
By Jed Solomon, and Avery Alderman comes out to hold.
Along with the long snapper, probably Tyler Vanderzanden should be. Let's see. He was the long snapper last week, but that's not the case. It's going to be number 85. That is Austin Masters who will be the long snapper.
They'll set the ball down, Bill, on the 27-yard line, so it'll be a 37-yard field goal attempt by hang time.
Solomon's got the leg. Let's see if he can put it through.
There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up.
No good.
They said no good.
Must have gone to the right because he had plenty of leg.
Wide right, and we'll take a 60-second break. 6:08 to go, first quarter, no score. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, 6:08 to go here in the first quarter, and no score. We just missed a 37-yard field goal after taking the opening kickoff at our 20 and marching all the way down to their 15 where we had a holding call which moved us back. Now, let's see what South Gwinnett, they go to twin receivers, two near side, two far side. Rollins in the shotgun. Five-man front for our Vikings. Tyler, now four-man front. They give it to the back across the middle. He's got a hole. Bill fights his way up to the 25-yard line, giving 5 yards on that carry, and that is number five, Travon Walker.
Yeah, nothing real fancy. Again, they started out just like the Vikings. Nothing real fancy. Give it to your back. Let him see what he can get for you. And he picks up 5 yards and a second down now for the Comets. You're right. Our ends are pulling back a lot. I mean, you see Tyler Hunter almost playing one of the defensive ends.
Wimberly in the backfield again. Twins either side. Drops back, looks, pitches. Little shovel pass underneath. And we stop him at the line of scrimmage, maybe behind. And, Bill, that was...
I'm looking to see...
That was 64.
That 64 is, or 54? 54.
That's nasty flu. A.J. Flukas.
A.J. Flukas on the tackle. Just cut his legs out from under him.
Nasty flu, we call him. Third and a long five just inside the 25-yard line. Shotgun, we jump.
And in Georgia High School, if you're offsides, you can get back, but it doesn't matter. It is an offsides call.
Now, did they draw us? That's what they're going to ask. Did they draw us?
I think the nose just heard the words, and I don't think the line did anything. They did it with their cadence and did a good job.
Here's the referee signal. Dead ball.
Offside.
Yep, encroachment on the defense.
Yeah, good cadence by the quarterback. Nothing that the offensive line did. Not quite enough for a first down, but it does put them third in a very short one now.
We're in a five-man front. Bill, they show trips to the home side.
Stack trips, yep.
And one man to the far side, and he's keeping Walker in the backfield with him in the shotgun.
One of them's going to come back screen. Let's see what it...
We're showing a three-man front. Hunter drops off into coverage. They are checking off. Rollins checks off as he looks at the defense. Now we walk a linebacker from the outside. They give it to
that's
Wimberly, and he gets across the 30 up to the 31, picks up 2 yards for the first down.
Yeah, all they needed was that real short one on a third down. I didn't think they were going to try anything really fancy with a pass. And our line, they saw it coming, but he's able to pick up those 2 yards for the first down. So a fresh set of downs now for the Comets.
First and 10 from their own 32-yard line. 4:48 to go, first quarter, no score. Two receivers near side, two far side. We're back to a five-man front. Rollins in the shotgun. Takes the snap, pulls back, looks those downfield. Got a man wide open at midfield, and we pull him down. They cut inside a little slant pattern, order all over him, but we got a hold.
No, I don't know what. The quarterback is clapping his hands like it may have been something against the Vikings. Let's see. Orton made a great tackle because that skinny post was right on the numbers. Good throw by the quarterback, and it hit him right in the hands. Orton only had one hand on him, and that's all he could bring him down with.
And that was Muldrow, the great linebacker who made the catch.
Let's see what the call is.
No flag. So first down at our 48-yard line.
The thing we're doing on defense, and I talked to Coach Cribb before the game, is we're running a five-man front, but three of them are defensive ends.
Right.
And that fifth one is either Tyler or Clemens, and they can play end or drop back. So we're running a five-man front, but three ends on the field.
Ball on the near hash mark. Joe Hill in their center up over the ball. Trips to the far side. Kevin Gray to the near side. Rollins in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Gives it to Wimberly. Pulls back out. He's
Keeper.
On a bootleg across the 40 to 35. We pull him down on his feet. We pull him out of bounds, Bill, at the 29-yard line.
Wow. They've been given to the running back. And this time, Collins just holds on to the ball, rolls out to the right, picks up a big, big gain for the Comets.
All the way down to our 29, first and 10 from there. Wimberly in the backfield with Rollins. Two receivers near side, two far side. We're in man coverage. We're showing a three-man front, now four. Rollins takes the snap, drops back, throws out. Catch made by number 10, that's Adrian Ranson, and we run him out of bounds at the 25-yard line, or just to the left of it.
Kerry Stanley right there on the spot, able to push him out of bounds after about a 4 or 5 yard catch. They're going to give him 4 on the catch.
Second and 6 from the 26-yard line. 4:05 to go, no score. Gray and Darius Jones-Craven come to their side. Two receivers go far side. That's Mark Watts and Muldrow. Wimberly in the backfield with Rollins. We shift. They give it to Wimberly. We hit him at the line of scrimmage. He crosses the 25, fights his way down to about the 24, maybe the 23. Bill, it'll be third and about 3 from there.
That was the shredder in on the tackle. Chris Scurry, along with Josh Clemens, makes the tackle He does pick up about three on the play, and he'll bring up third down and about four now for the Comets.
After they've got to get across the 20, the nose of the football's got to get across the 20, and they're back at our 24-yard line. Rollins in the shotgun by himself. Tripp, they got a five-receiver set. Tripp left to the visitors, twins to the home side. Takes the snap, drops back, looks, throws over the head of number eight. That is Kevin Gray, Kevin Gary, and it'll be fourth and four.
And you wonder now what do they have a field goal kicker there?
They're going for it, guys.
I was
gonna say, still on the field, and it looks like they are going for it.
I think you're right, Marty. I was going to say either a long field goal or go for it here.
Now here comes the sub. But it does.
Now they're kicking
it.
And that'll be a 40-yard field goal attempt.
And that's 92, their kicker.
That's 92, Zach Holley.
Timeout. Timeout.
And who called time? Our Vikings called time. Let's take a 60-second break with 3:20 to go here in the first quarter and no score. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99. All right, and they're attempting a 40-yard field goal. There's a snap. Ball's down. It's up, and it's going to be way, way short.
And left.
And left. And we have dodged the bullet.
Hurry,
now,
quick, make a turn.
Now let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5. Parker takes a snap. Tip throws a little toss pitch out to Braswell as he tries to get across the 20. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. 3:06 to go here, first quarter. No score. Both teams have missed a field goal. Go ahead, Bill.
Competition cheerleading is just around the corner, and the LHS squad is once again poised to compete at the highest level. The season begins September 11th at Crisp County. Be sure and mark September 25th on your calendar for the third annual Southern Spirit Showdown at the Lowndes High Gym. As many as 20 teams will compete at the middle and high school levels. There'll be more information to follow in the coming weeks.
Quincy Crawford comes near side. Ball on the far hash mark. Parker goes under center. They're in a five-man front. Braswell in motion. Gives the counter to Duncan. Across the left side behind. A good blocking by the guard as he gets up to the 24-yard line. Up. Oh, he'll get 3 yards, but it was three hard fought yards, Bill, and it will be third and a long six from there.
Yeah, the defense for the Comets now is they're cheating up, and I'm hoping the Vikings will come out with a little pass play here, a little flare out. That pass play that the touchdown call back to Troy Braswell was a piece of beauty. Maybe we can come back to that, Wes.
All righty, third and a very, very, very long five.
Oh, okay. Watching the official wave their hands, but they were just making sure the clock was stopped.
Hunter comes near side. Braswell in a slot to the visitor side. Clemens to the far side. Duncan at fullback. Bergman in the backfield with him tied in.
Hang on,
to the
timeout.
Side.
Got a timeout comments, guys. They had an equipment problem. Wouldn't work. And a linebacker had to leave the field, and they weren't prepared, so they had to call timeout.
Take 30.
All right, let's take a 30-second break. 2:05 to go, first quarter, no score. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Mark my word, Popeye's going to get a block kick tonight. I got a little bet with him. If he gets one, I got a... He's got to pay up. I can't really say what the pay is, but he almost got that last one, and he's going to get one tonight.
All right.
Back in Martin Stadium, 2:05 to go, first quarter, no score. It is third and a long five for our Vikings. Hunter and Braswell to the home side. Josh Clemens to the far side. Bergman. And it looks like Sam Duncan in the backfield. No tight end. Parker goes under center. Five-man front for the Comets. There's a snap. Drops straight back. Looks. Tucks the ball. Starts to run. Pulls it down. Hits Josh Clemens out at the 37-yard line. They haul him down at the 38. First down, Vikings. A 12-yard pass play from the gunslinger out to Josh Clemens to get us out of a hole, Bill.
Great play by Cole Parker as he rolled out. He had to make this time to get Josh open. Josh broke open out to the left. And a little out pattern and a great throw and catch by Cole Parker and Josh Clemens.
Ed Moore checks in. Paul Johnson goes far side. Moore at tight end. We're back to the straight wing tee. Bergman, no, that's Mike Moore on one side. Braswell on the near side, tied in on our side. Mike Moore in the motion to give it to Duncan up the middle. We're opening holes again. Bill, that's a five-yard carry for Sam Duncan right up the middle behind those big Sons of Thunder all the way out to the 45-yard line.
I tell you, we talk about our Sons of Thunder, and if you're new to Lounge Eye football, that's what we call our offensive line. They come from the sky, and they've got all the power of thunder. And they are flat opening some holes. We have got some really, really young kids, and as we go through the season, we'll highlight some of these. And they are they're growing up in a hurry right now.
1:25 to go here in the first quarter, no score. We send one man far side. Bergman, wing back on our side. The gunslinger takes the snap. Again, gives it to it's Tyquane Lang out right up the middle, and this time he'll only get a yard, so it's going to be third, Bill, and a very, very long three. I'd like to say hello to all of our South Gwinnett Comet fans who could not make the trip down, who has us tuned in on the Internet.
Yeah, the link is on ValdostaToday.com. It's also on 99.5 KicksCountry.fm. There is a link on TheVikingVoice.com, but the link is broken. I found that out late this afternoon. We'll have that fixed going into the rest of the season. But you can go to ValdostaToday.com or 995 Kicks Country. That's KIX.FM.
Tyler Hunter goes far side. We got the tight end of the near side. Parker goes under center. Braswell in motion. Pitches out. Nope. Takes the ball, pulls it down, looking.
Motion.
Throws it away. And we've got a flag, and we're going to have a hold.
I think we got illegal motion.
No, yep.
Yep,
okay. Yep.
Again.
Well, here, Bill, incomplete pass, so you take it and back us up five and give us another shot at it, or do you go ahead and make us punt?
I think they go ahead and decline this penalty, put us in a fourth down situation. On that side of the field, we're going to go ahead and punt.
Yes, we are.
As well as this team has played, we don't want to give them a short field if we're not able to pick up a first down here. They're going to decline the penalty exactly. Here's the call. Shift. And that is declined. It'll bring up fourth down now for the Vikings. And again, as we said, with the ball on this side of the 50, you do not want to give this high-powered offensive team a short field to work from.
Bill, going back deep is number six, Aaron Wimberly, for the Comets, standing back about his 15. And Jed Solomon standing about our 34-yard line. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter with no score.
Tyler Vanderzanden, your long snapper for punts, is out there.
Waiting on the snap. There it is. Nice, nice high kick. Hits at the 35, bounces, rolls down to the Comet 20-yard line.
Inside.
Inside the 20, we'll down it there. That stops the clock with 9 seconds to go.
Jed Solomon, a great punt that time. He kicked it right where his guys were going to. The Comets had to back up, give it room. It took a nice lounge bounce, probably rolled from about the 25 inside the 20 to the 19, where the Comets will take over first down and 10.
Rollins in the shotgun. Trips right up on the line, just off right off the tackle. Single receiver near to our side. Wimberly in the backfield. Gives it to Wimberly around the left side. He's across the 20, Bill, as he squirts through a little hole and gets out to about the 24. And that's the end of the first quarter. With no score here at Martin Stadium, we'll take a 60-second break. You are listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5. All righty, it is. We start the second quarter. Nothing to nothing.
Vikings on defense. And the Comets have a second and five from the 24-yard line, their own.
All righty.
All right, here we go, Wes.
Collins in the shotgun. Twins left, twins right. Drops straight back. Looks, pumps, pulls the ball down, starts to scramble. He's got room across the 25 to 30. We hit him up at the 32. He's got a first down. Had nobody open.
Let me tell you, Wes, what Rollins did right there, and that's a mark of a good quarterback. He got himself outside. He saw two defenders colliding to him, and he just dropped to keep from getting himself just his clock cleaned because our guys were coming.
First and 10 at the 32-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Comet sent two receivers, far side, two near side. Got Wimberly in the backfield with him. We're back to a four-man front. Two down linemen, two defensive ends.
And as Marty pointed out earlier, those defensive ends are in a lot of cases, safeties.
Actually, we've got three defensive ends down the line. They give it to Wimberly up the middle, and he'll get
nothing that time.
Nowhere. That's like running into an Alaskan Kodiak bear.
I'll go with that. Big number 77 for the Vikings. That is Justin Wilson, 6'2", 300-pound junior.
And speaking of Alaskan Kodiak bear, I want to say hello to a special listener all the way up in Skagway, Alaska, Bill.
All right.
Say hello to Chris.
Hello, Chris.
My son Chris.
Out on the glacier, right?
Well, actually in town today and listening via the Internet up in Skagway, Alaska.
All right, second down now and 9 for the Comets.
Trips to the far side. One man near side, that's Gray. Takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws across the middle. Had Gray open, and Dirty Kenny Durden closed in a hurry and leveled him.
I'm not sure what's back here. I was watching.
We got a flag at the 30. That's behind the line of scrimmage.
Guys, I believe we're going to have a late hit on number 25, Josh Clemens. He and the left tackle were battling, and Clemens kind of got the last lick there, but I don't know if he didn't hear the whistle or what, but he turned around and saw the flag and had his hands in there. Like, what did I do wrong?
No, they're calling a Lions captain over.
So they're going to call maybe a hold against, let's see what we got here.
It would be.
It doesn't look like that was a call. It does look like it was on them, but Clemens sure thought it was on him. He had his hands in the air like,
second.
I heard him say, what did I do wrong?
All right, let's see what we got.
Second and 9 would have been, it is a hold. So instead of 3rd and 9, we elected to take the penalty, so we'll back them up to the 20-yard line, so it'll be 5, 10, 15, about 22 yards. 2nd and 22, the ball back at their 22-yard line. 10:38 to go first half, no score.
They got a spread now. Nobody in the backfield but the quarterback.
5 receiver set, 2 near side, 3 far side. We're in man coverage with 3 linemen. 3 down linemen. There's a snap to Collins. Drops back, looks. Chuck starts to run, throws out in the flats, and throws behind his receiver.
We got, it looks like, some holes out on our defensive ends on the outside. I mean, you saw number 87, or Wes, we did from here. Dylan Roberts looked like his jersey was pulling away from his body as he was trying to sweep outside with the quarterback. No call, though, and an incomplete pass brings up 3rd down for the Comets.
3rd and 22, both teams suffering holding calls, which has taken them out of
at least another first down position.
Yep. Okay, trips to the Gwinnett side of the field. Twins to our side. Collins in the shotgun by himself. Again, 3 down linemen for our Vikings. And Collins got the ball, tries to scramble, and he gets out to the 25. He'll pick up, Bill, he won't get before yards and took a hard lick at the 25. It'll be 4th down, and they'll have to punt.
Well, there was some confusion on the defense, and we were very lucky that we got all of our guys back on the field. I saw one player come off, talk to the coach. The coach sent him back on. He thought he was an extra man on there, but not the case. Did get back in time and in on the tackle.
Braswell drops back in punt formation for our Vikings. He's down about our 42.
And, again, we talked about this last week. We only fielded one punt. We've got to be sure about our catch and then worry about trying to get some yards after the catch.
Corey Keel, the punter, standing back about the 12-yard line. There's a snap. We go after it. He gets it away. Off the side of his foot. Hits and bounces out of bounds at their 39-yard line. 39 and a half.
Yeah, that ball came right off of the punter's right side of his foot. Rolls right out of bounds. Now, we talked about the punter could be the quarterback number 16, but in this case, it was number 13. Corey Kell was the punter on that particular punt. He's listed on their roster as a freshman.
We obviously had the kick block on that play, guys, and we had several men in the backfield, and I think his eyes just got really big and came off the football, and that's why he shanked it.
Ball just inside the 40-yard line on the far hash mark. Vikings now going from left to right on your radio dial. Duncan at the fullback, tied into our side. Braswell right beside him. Parker takes a snap, gives it to Braswell around the right side, gets a good block, cuts back inside, one man, two, across the 40, fights his way down to the 35, 5-yard carry, and he come all the way to our side of the field for it. It'll be second and five from there.
Another good play. Just nothing fancy, running that that wing back, and we're going to continue to do that. And I think right now in this hard-fought game, we may begin to see even a few more runs, and Coach McPherson's going to put those pass in not quite as often.
9:05 to go first half, no score. Second and five from the 35. Hunter gives the ball to Duncan right up the middle, runs over one man, two spins. He's fighting those big legs, turning, looking to Diesel go inside the 30-yard line. And, Bill, he's got a first down.
First down, Vikings, absolutely. And he did. He just kept spinning, kept those legs driving, and that's what you're looking at from that fullback. There's going to be a measurement.
They're going to measure it, but it looks like he's a hair short from where I'm standing. I think he may be just a few inches short here, but they are going to measure.
But I'm going to tell you what.
I'm sorry.
Marty, if it hadn't been the old Diesel, kept those big old tree trunk legs of his turning as he spun across the 35 and just kept powering his way down close to that first down.
Well, where they've got the ball marked, the backside nose is touching the 30-yard line. From what I could see where the sticks were, they were just over the 30. So if we have a first down, Marty, you're right, it's going to be by just the nose of the football or short.
And they stretch the chains out.
Guys, I was right. We are about an inch and a half. Oh, they
called
it first down.
Woo!
Marty, I'm looking at
let's get you some glasses.
Well, I know. I'm standing right there looking at it, and it looked like there was about an inch room, but he looked at the South Gwinnett player, and they agreed that it was first down, but it sure from my angle looked like it was about an inch short, but it was just the nose.
Bill, I want to say hello to my granddaughter, Carly Neesmith, sitting down in the stands. She's a big Viking fan here tonight watching the Loudoun Vikings. Season tickets, by the way.
She got her headset on, too.
Yep, she got her headphones on listening to the game.
All right, here we go.
First and 10 at the 30-yard line, tied into our side. Duncan at fullback. Takes the ball, drops back. Parker looking, throws way downfield. Got Braswell open up in the air. Yes, this time, touchdown Vikings. And it's going to be pass interference on the defense. Decline it. Stick them in the air, fellas. We got seven.
That, my friends, was an awesome pass by the gunslinger, Cole Parker. I see you, Cole Parker, and I see you, Troy Braswell.
Guys, it was a great pass, but Troy made an excellent there and catch the ball. He got interfered, but he still came down with it, and that's the difference in 6 points and just a 15-yard penalty. It's a great play, Troy Braswell.
And Vikings hit pay dirt first here, 6-0, as Tyler Vanderzanden, and I take that back, it's not Tyler Vanderzanden. We got to get this re-straight. Number 85, Austin Masters at the long snapper, comes out, along with Avery Alderman to hold and Jed Solomon to kick.
And we swing that swinging gate over.
So Austin Masters comes in and takes care of these short snaps.
Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 8:25 to go in the first half, it's our Vikings 7, the Comets nothing. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5. Vikings set to kick off. We lead 7-0 here in the first half with 8:25 to go in the first half. Solomon's kick, high end over end kick.
That's
goes
gone.
Back, and Wimberly takes it back in the end zone for a touchback. Bill, forgot to do it. I told Johnny, one of our long-time Lions High bus drivers, drives the football team around, sitting right down there.
I see Big Johnny.
Big Johnny. That was for his sister, Annie Grace. He said the first touchdown of the season he wanted to dedicate to Annie Grace. So,
well, we've
Annie,
done
that's yours.
Big Johnny, I see him. He's not at a lot of practices early, but he's been out there lately faithfully. Big Johnny, and he'll be driving one of those big yellow buses when we go out of town.
All righty. Two receivers, far side, two near side. Collins in the shotgun. He's got Wimberly just to his left on the home side. Takes it, starts to run, pulls it down, and runs right, gets to the 20, about the 21-yard line, where he runs into Josh Clemens.
Josh Clemens is all over the place tonight. He and along with Tyler Hunter, Ken Durden, you're going to see them all over the field, both sides of the field tonight.
It's second and 9 from the 21-yard line. Again, Collins drops back, throws out. They dropped
no
the
catch,
ball.
No catch.
No catch. He threw the ball out to number 9. That was
eight.
Nicholas Hilton. And
the 8 or 9?
It was high. I'm going to say.
It is
9.
That was number 9, guys. Number 9.
Eight coming in now. So.
Yeah, number 8 is being shadowed by Kenny Durden. And he dropped, number eight goes tonight.
He dropped the ball, and it was not a backwards pass. So third and nine, 7:55 to go. Vikings lead 7-0. Two receivers near side for the Comets, two far side. Rollins checks that wristband, puts Wimberly just to his right. Ball on the near hash mark. Going from right to left on your dial. Drops back. Looks downfield. Looks. Throws across the middle. And almost picked off. Looked ahead.
Mikey on
45. Mikey on stepped in. Knocked it away. Almost had himself a pick.
Mikey on did a great job. He set back. He saw the quarterback. He had the receiver in front of him. And Coach McPherson always says, keep things in front of you. And that's what Mikey on did. He saw the quarterback rear back and throw. And he made a great step. Just not able to come up with it.
And that will be.
That'll bring up fourth down, and the punter again, number 13. That is listed again, as we said, a freshman, Corey Kell, back deep for the Vikings, Troy Braswell. He stands Kell, about our 50.
Kell standing about the 8-yard line. Now gets off a nice kick. Braswell gets says, everybody get away from it. Hits, bounces. He picks it up at the 48, still on his feet at the 50. Trying to cut. Oh, and what a play. What a play
by him. He's down. He lost 5 yards for us.
That was number six. Aaron Wimberly come flying down the field. We had the ball at their 49. He tried to do a little Greg Reed stuff with it and just couldn't get away. And Wimberly knocked him down at the 45. So that's where we'll take over.
A good second and a half after the kick got away, there was a little slight run-in into the punter, and that's what I was pointing down this way. No call, and it was not very violent or anything like that. So a real good no call, but we had five or six Vikings back there on the punter.
7:35 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 7-0. Tied into our side. Duncan at fullback. We give it him right up off the left side. Oh, the big diesel just rumbles up to the 49-yard line, picks up 4 yards. Didn't even get out of second gear on that one. Say a big hello to Rich and Jerry Strumpler sitting down here. Always, of course, when it gets winter, Bill, we have to say hello to Miss Jerry.
Because yeah, when it gets wintertime, we get hot chocolate.
That's right. She brings us hot chocolate.
All right, here we go.
Second and six, the ball at our 49-yard line, tied into our side. Bergman at wingback. Braswell at the wingback on the far side. Bergman in motion toward the visitor. Again, give it to Duncan off the left side.
That
behind.
Get false start.
Yep. Behind that Sons of Thunder, he picked up about another 4 yards, but that's coming back.
I tell you that this in the wing T offense and the way we do the shift set ready win snap, you've got to all be on the same page. We got guys that are leaning to, and this time we just had somebody take off too soon.
Back it up. It's going to be second and six. The ball back at our 49. Tyquan Lang comes in, and Duncan comes out. Lang caught a beautiful touchdown pass last week in that preseason game.
Called back.
Mike Moore checks in. Ball in the center of the field. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. 6:48 to go in the half. We're leading 7-0. Lang at fullback. Moore wing back on our side. Bergman far side. Tied into the visitor side. They're in a five-man front with three linebackers. Bergman in motion. Give it to Duncan. No, yes, sir.
Tyquan Lang.
I'm sorry, Tyquan Lang. And he gets out to the 50. He fooled me as he picks up 6 yards and gets the ball back to midfield. And they're going to mark it just, well, they're going to mark it at the 49-yard line of the Comets. And, Bill, that'll be, looking at it, it'll be second and, nope, it'll be third and four. A very, very long four. We've got to get across their 45. 6:11 to go here in the half, leading 7-0. It's the Sons of Thunder come to the line of scrimmage. Tyler Hunter goes to the far side. Braswell, wing back near side. Bergman, wing back far side. Lang at fullback. The gunslinger under center. Looks at the defense. Takes a snap. Drops straight back. Looks. Throws out and deflects to Hunter. Jukes one man, two. And he's at the 30. The 25. The 20. The 10. The 15. Now they run him out of bounds at the 5.
Oh, my. Tyler Hunter. He looked like he wanted to take a little leap jump right there at the 5 and get himself in. And when he did, he stepped right out of bounds at the 5-yard line. But a great catch by Tyler Hunter. That'll be a first down and goal for the Vikings.
A 41-yard pass play from the gunslinger to Tyler Hunter. First and goal at the 5, as Bill Osborne just told you.
Geraldo Orta now will check in, and Nick Bergman will come out.
Ball at the far hash mark.
Tyler Hunter after the big catch. He'll come out. We're going to have to call a timeout.
And we do. And with that, with 5:42 to go here in the first half, leading 7-0, we'll take a 30-second break. You are listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. All righty, back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. 5:42 to go here in the first half, leading 7-0, but we had first and goal from the 5-yard line. Wow, Bill.
They got big number 30, and that is James Mathis coming in as a blocking back. Don't be surprised if he doesn't run the ball sometimes, too, but you got Troy Braswell to his left.
We call him the bulldozer. We're showing a two tight end set. Gunslinger takes a snap, and he gives it to Braswell, cuts back inside.
Oh,
jumps. And gets down to the one-yard line.
He did exactly what he was supposed to do. He followed Mathis right through the hole, about the two-hole on that side, and they just collapsed down inside and stopped him a yard short of the end zone. And that'll bring up second down and goal for the Vikings.
Great job by the Comets. First and second and goal from the one. Ball in the middle of the field. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Again, the bulldozer in the backfield with that's the James Mathis with Braswell right to his left. Again, a two tight end set. Parker takes a snap, gives it to the bulldozer. Throw him in the air, folks. We got six touchdown Vikings.
I see you, James Mathis. And that'll put the Vikings up 13-0 here with 5:02 left in the first half. Checking in for the Vikings will be number 85, Austin Masters, the long snapper. Avery Alderman, your holder. And Jed Solomon to try the extra point.
All righty, that swinging gate, they slide over. Oh, there's a flag.
Wow. Just on the swinging gate, what's the penalty? If somebody had a hand down on our side.
Illegal procedure.
Somebody had a hand down, and when we shifted and moved, that created a false start.
It did.
Guys, the call is that we touched the ball, and we can't do that and then take the hand off.
Ah, I see.
Back it up five. So this will be a 25-yard extra point. There's a snap. Set it down. Kicks up.
Oh,
hits
the
upright and
no
bounces
good.
Off. 5:02 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead 13-0. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Jed Solomon approaches the football, puts his right foot into it. High end over end kick into the end zone. Touchback. And while I got a second, I got to do another shout-out, Bill. Down in Florida, one of our Gulf South Conference referees listening to the broadcast, Philip Kelly. And you drive safe coming up tomorrow for the Valdosta State scrimmage. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon about 3 o'clock.
All right. Vikings lead 13-0 here with 5:02 left in the first half after a missed 25-yard extra point hit the upright. And the Comets back on defense now.
All righty.
Or offense, excuse me.
They give the ball to Wembley around the right side. I tell you what, he fooled me. What a great job by Kent Rollins. I thought he'd give it to Wembley, pulled it back in as they crossed the 20, but it didn't fool our defense because they only got 2 yards on it.
Well, good. I'm glad they weren't fooled because I thought I said they were on defense. So there you go.
Second and 8 from there.
Viking defense continues to shift around on that line down there.
Dylan Roberts made a great play on that last one, guys. He really closed on it and kept him only to about a 2-yard gain.
All right, here we go. Rollins in the shotgun again.
Rollins. Waiting on the snap. Takes it, drops straight back. Got Gray wide open over here. Tucks the ball, runs to the far side, being chased, throws downfield.
Oh,
almost picked up by Josh Clemens, the defensive end.
Order.
Was that Order?
That's Order.
Order dropped way back, almost picked it up at the 45.
That play right there was great coverage downfield by all of our defensive backs. Rollins had no place to go. He had to roll out, and almost, just as he was letting go of the ball, Dylan Roberts had pressure on him out there to the outside. And he could not get enough on the ball to get it to his receiver. They'll bring up third down.
Report on the Coffee call on the Coffee Brunswick game. They're just getting ready to kick that thing off because of weather over there.
All right.
Third and eight. The ball at the 22. Rollins puts Wimberly to the right side. Twins to the home side. Twins to the far side. We're back to a three-man front. Rollins standing back about the 17. Takes a snap. Drops straight back. Tucks, rolls out right, looks, throws out in the flat, off the fingertips.
Oh.
We almost intercepted it, and then it was off the fingertips of number 10, Adrian Ranson. He tipped it up in the air, turned, and it was coming down. Had his hands on it again, Bill, and it just slipped away from him.
Mikeyon Pageant again, going for the INT, makes a tip on the ball, but a good job by the wide receiver for the Comets, Adrian Ranson. He stayed focused, stayed with the ball, and had an opportunity to try and come up with that catch. But it, as you said, just fell out of his outstretched arms. That'll put the Comets back in a punt situation. Back is Corey Kell, their punter.
Now the Comet is 4:05 to go first half, 13-0 our Vikings lead. There's a snap. Kell again, kick, low kick, hit, bounces, gets away from Braswell, don't touch it. It's smart. We just let it roll. It rolls inside. I-35, they down it at our 33-yard line.
As that ball was rolling away, I was looking at Chris Scurry. Chris, you want your player to get a little further away from the ball than what Chris Scurry was right there. But that'll be a turnover on downs, and the Vikings will take over first down and 10 from the 33-yard line. Vikings lead here 13-0. We're 3:54 away from halftime here in game one of the 2010 season. Our Lowndes High Vikings taking on the Comets of South Gwinnett.
Mike Moore, Duncan, and Braswell in the backfield. The Diesel at fullback. We send Tyler Hunter to the far side, tied into our side. They're back in a five-man front. Three down linemen, two linebackers in that upright position. Drops back Parker looking. There comes the rush. Steps in. Throws downfield.
Oh!
Overthrows Tyler Hunter at the 40-yard line.
Tyler, as he was making that break, looks like he caught his toe on the turf a little bit, and that probably held him up just enough. And Cole's throwing to a spot. Tyler couldn't get there. And really, as you saw him break about the 40, he kind of tripped over his own foot, caught it on the turf or something.
Be safe and jam the ball. Go ahead, Marty.
Tyler Hunter was might get swapped as receiver in Florida State, and after tonight, they may have to think hard about that again.
Absolutely.
Johnson goes far side. Parker steps back in the backfield, says something to Braswell, puts him to the left, brings Bergman to the right. Braswell now in motion. Pitches it. Nope. Give it to Duncan. No, it's Moore. Moore with the ball. Fights his way up to the 40. Across the 40, up to the 41, 42. I thought Parker kept the ball and was going to pitch out to Braswell, but he's giving it to Mike Moore on the counter. Mike picks up about 7 yards. Bill, they're going to mark him down at the 41. He'll be 2 yards short, third and two from there.
Mike Moore, a 5'10", 160-pound junior, just kind of has stepped into this wingback role, and he's played it very well here in the preseason and in tonight's game.
Send Josh Clement to the far side. Bergman, wingback. He's got Moore and Braswell in the backfield behind Parker. Parker gives it to Braswell. He's across the 40, 45, to 50 on his feet. He's at the 40, and they push him out of bounds, Bill. They run him out of bounds at the 33-yard line, 32-yard line of the Comets.
10, 15, 20, about a 25-yard run or so.
And that'll be first and 10. Nope, they're going to back him back out at the 34.
Wow, they are. I thought he didn't get pushed out until a little bit further down.
First and 10 from the 34. 2:57 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 13-0.
Bergman and Braswell, along with Moore, your running backs.
Tied into our side. The gunslinger takes the snap. Gives it to Moore right up the middle, and he'll get absolutely nowhere.
He'll get a yard.
And
good job by the Comets that time. In on the tackle, big number 76. That is Sean Samuel for the Gwinnett Comets.
That time, them Comets looked like an asteroid as they closed so quickly. Second and 9, the ball at the 33-yard line. Inside 2.5 minutes to go here in the half. Tyler Hunter goes far side. He's in man coverage out there with Wimberly on him. Braswell at wing back behind the tight end on our side of the field. Now he's in motion to the visitor side. Pitch out to Braswell around the left side. Cuts back inside his blocker. Still on his feet and gets knocked off his feet by Wimberly at the 30-yard line. He'll have to pick up of maybe 4 yards, Bill.
Yeah, Justin Smith, also number 49 for the Comets, in on that tackle. saves a first down run because Tyler Hunter had open space there.
Folks, at halftime, as always, the first game of the year, the man who says the buck stops here, Dr. Steve Smith, our superintendent, will be our halftime guest. Third and five, the ball at the 35, at the 30-yard line. Clemens comes near side. Wendell Williams in coverage out here on him. We put Bergman in motion. Counterplay to Braswell, still on his feet. Oh, and he gets knocked down behind the line of scrimmage, Bill. And that's number 49, Justin Smith, in on the tackle. And now, do you roll the dice and go for it because it's fourth and eight?
It's too far away for a field goal attempt. And it's you're not giving up a short field. Now, they're going to call a timeout. Let's take a quick 30-second break. 1:10 left in the half. Vikings lead 13-0. We'll be back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Welcome back to Martin Stadium. We have got 1:10 left here in the first half where our Vikings lead the Comets of South Gwinnett 13-0. Timeout by the South Gwinnett Comets. And a fourth down situation for our Vikings. A decision time. Do you go for it on a fourth and eight? On the 32, 33-yard line, do you punt? Do you try a long field goal? But I got to say, I think my gut says we go for it, and that's what's coming out on the field, Wes. Cole Parker along with Mike Moore, Nick Bergman in the backfield. Two wide receivers right. Cole goes under center. Here's the snap. Takes the ball, rolls out to the right, looks down, looks. Oh, and a pass in and out of the hands of Troy Braswell, and it would have been short of the first down anyway from where he threw it. That'll be a turnover on downs, and it'll be first down for the Comets with 1:04 left in the first half where our Vikings lead 13-0.
And we turn it over on there. They're going to move it back out to the 32-yard line.
Yeah, Braswell had the ball just go in and out of his hands, but even if he'd have caught it, he was right on the sidelines. He might have been a yard short.
All righty, Rollins in the shotgun. Twins left, twins right. Puts Wimbley to his right, to the visitor side of the field. We shift defensive ends. Takes a snap, rolls right, looks. Start,
whistle,
oh,
whistle, whistle.
And we were all over him. Bill, that's number 87. Dylan Robertson. Dylan was all over him, and they blew a whistle and stopped it. So let's see what the official is going to say. Dead ball, illegal procedure. Back them up five. 1:01 to go here in the first half, leading 13-0. Our Vikings, the number two ranked team in the state. All righty. Trips right. One single receiver to the near side. Rollins takes the snap. Look, they throw out to Gray behind him and no catch. Good job by Dirty Durden. He had a bead on Gray. As that ball went by him, he slipped and just turned his body to keep from running into him and being a late hit. And it will be second and about, 15.
As I mentioned earlier, Wes, Dirty's job tonight is go everywhere number eight goes.
Don't forget.
He's been right there like a glove and good play there. And hopefully he can keep that up in the second half.
Marty, don't forget to catch Coach Horst here at the end of the first half. Waiting on the snap from Rollins. Twins left, twins right. We're in a three-man front. Drops straight back. Pumps, throws out to Gray. A little comeback screen, and we hit him at the line of scrimmage. In on that tackle. First man to get to him. Bill was number 26 for Aldo Orta.
Couple of area scores I just heard is Fisher leading Tiff 14-13, and Cook leading Colquitt 8-6.
And that's a regular season game.
Cook leads Colquitt.
Cook leads Colquitt 8-6.
All right, here we go. Third down and about 14 for the Comets.
Lock is stopped for 29 seconds to go here in the half.
Going.
Nope, is it?
It is rolling, 24-23. Collins.
He's got trips right. Single receiver to our side. He rolls right. Looking. There comes the rush. Pulls it down. Oh, and we caught him from behind on an outside blitz. That was order coming off that safety blitz.
No, 32.
Is that 32?
32, the
shredder.
The shredder, and that is my weekly sack of the week.
And they stopped the clock with 8 seconds. He sacked him back at the 20-yard line.
Chris Scurry the Shredder. You even heard Steve Sains, the PA announcer, use his little nickname.
And somebody called time.
Vikings probably did with 8 seconds left to at least get an opportunity. You wonder what they're going to do with the ball here. We'll stay right here. You go for it with 8 seconds left, try to run the clock out. What do you do? I mean, do you go ahead and punt, give us an opportunity? We'll have to see.
If you put the ball in the air, Bill, you risk an interception and a pick six.
Well, but you also can put the ball in one of your running back's hands, try and run around for 7-8 seconds. That's a long time to run around.
And you're way back here on the 24th from the 20-yard line.
Yeah, and you punt. If you go ahead and punt, your punter has not been very successful. He's had a lot of pressure on him. The last punt, he did not have pressure and got a little better punt off. But with 8 seconds left, you might see the Vikings really go after it pressure-wise. They are going to go in punt formation, and Troy Braswell will go deep for us.
And he's standing back about our 45-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Kale standing at the 15, at the 5. There's a snap, and he gets it away.
That time we're going to get it. Yep,
we're going to get it.
I don't think it was roughing. It was probably running into, but
it's a five. But running in is only a 5-yard penalty.
Right. We'll see what it is. At this time, there was the hit was not. It was very similar to the last hit, except that it looked like somebody dropped a shoulder, and I think that may have been why the call was made. That we put a little extra umph into that hit, and that may have gotten us the penalty. But is that an automatic first down even with a 5-yard?
Nope.
We'll see. Running in. Decline. First down with 2 seconds left in the first half.
They decline and give us the football, Bill.
What? Vikings football. Yes, Viking football with 2 seconds left in the half.
And now they put the ball, looks like they're going to mark it down on the 49-yard line.
Yeah, the penalty was declined, so it goes where the ball went to.
Which is a 49. But you're going to give the Vikings the ball at midfield with one shot at the end zone. You know what I'd have done? Took the 5-yard penalty and punted it again. And if nothing else, you kick it out of bounds, and by the time it goes out of bounds, the clock's expired. But I don't coach high school football.
Yeah, guys, that shows a lot of respect for Troy Braswell back there returning punts, that they didn't want to kick to him again. That and our line has been all over that punt, so they're worried that maybe we block one of the – either way, they respect our punt return.
All right, 2 seconds left in the half. Vikings lead 13-0. They'll have one more shot at the end zone here from the 50-yard line. And right at halftime, Marty's going to get a little conversation with Coach Mack. We'll see what he thinks of
Durden,
the first half.
Our wide receiver on the near side, Parker, drops back, looks, throws it toward the end zone. Durden behind everybody, the ball up in the air, tips around on the ground. And that's the end of the first half. Vikings lead 13-0. Wait for Marty to catch Coach Mack. Marty, head towards him.
He's got him. Hey, Marty's a professional. He's been doing this now for 3 years. Let's see. Marty, he's got Coach Mack, and he is taking his time. There's Ray. You got to sort through all those people and see who you got. Go ahead, Marty.
Coach Mack, your team leads 13. Talk to us a little bit about how you think your team played, and what do you tell your team at halftime?
Well, we're playing hard, man. You know, too many penalties. We left some points out there. Should have got. Kids are playing hard. We've got to make some adjustments. See if we can't get a shutout.
Good luck.
All right, there we go.
And Vikings lead 13-0. We're at halftime. We'll take a break, and when we return, we'll have the Barry Broom All-State Insurance halftime report. Brought to you by Allstate Insurance. You're in good hands with Allstate. Barry Broom, Allstate Insurance halftime report. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break or 4-minute break.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a 4-minute break. Give us a little break, and then when you come back, you'll have Dr. Smith.
Yep.
A 4-minute break. Vikings lead 13-0. We'll be back with the Barry Broom Allstate Insurance halftime report.